Good morning to all you wild sports fans and welcome to day 76 of the Wildlife Winter Olympic Games. I'm Buck Boring, your host for the day, and joining us to report from the field is Chip Underfoot. Yes, indeed, these 90-day games are indeed proving to be as exciting as ever, with each event providing both crushing defeats and ultimate survivals. Let's go to Chip, who's covering the early morning events at Bird Feeder Stadium. Chip, are you there? Hey Buck, Chip here, covering the early morning events at the Bird Feeder Stadium. Since dawn's early light, there has been a quiet frenzy of activity as competitors ready themselves for the day's challenges. First up is the Seed Dash and Stash, and Team Chickadee have come on strong with their characteristic flit and grab technique. Wow, these guys have been training every day and it's really starting to show as they maneuver for position around the feeder. Dash in, grab a seed and flit out of the way just in time for a teammate to next make their move. This event is just underway with no clear winner yet, so back to you in the studio, Buck. Thanks Chip. Buck Boring here with you providing coverage of Day 76 of the Wildlife Winter Olympic Games. We have an update on the overnight cross-country run event, with reports that Team Coyote and Team Red Fox have both pushed themselves to near exhaustion in their efforts to capture a reward. This is a tight one, folks, as these competitors know they need to capture rewards along the way to sustain themselves to the end of this event. You may recall that last year's games were fast and furious due to minimal snow coverage, but wow, this year has been a true test of their endurance and skills. Chip, are you there? What's happening over at Cedar Grove Coliseum? Yo, Buck. Chip Underfoot here, reporting live from the Cedar Grove Coliseum. It's been a morning of organized chaos here, but a few winners are being made. What started as a fairly quiet day has suddenly turned wild. Team Snowshoe Hare entered the field with their usual quiet confidence when suddenly, bam, Team Horned Owl came out of nowhere and dominated the field. Team Hare are now playing with one member down and are hoping that Team Owl sticks to their strategy of taking just one player at a time. But you never know when some rookie owl will try for a second player in the same day, so tension remains high here at Cedar Grove Coliseum. Thanks for that, Chip. Buck Boring here in the studio, providing coverage of Day 76 of the Wildlife Winter Olympic Games. Let's go back to the field to join Chip Underfoot as he visits the fence jump venue. Chip, over to you. Hi, Chip Underfoot here as I approach the fence jump event at the far end of the Wildlife Winter Olympic Park. Yes, there it is. Okay, phew, let's see how this event is going. Team Deer have been tagged the favorites going into this, but Team Moose have been giving a strong showing of late. As I look along the fence line, I can see where several deer have attempted the fence jump, yet only a few have actually had success. I can see contenders milling about in the thicket as if preparing for the next round. And yes, one of the larger members of Team Deer is going to challenge the fence jump. He's poised, he's going to his inner place, looking across the fence, focusing on that magic point just on the other side of the road. He makes his approach. There's that last second pause. And yes, he clears the fence with just a brush of his hind hoof against the barbed wire. He's floundering a bit in the roadside snowbank, but it looks like he's going to make it. Whoa, did you see that car dodge? What a player. Through that second snowbank, the final fence is within his reach. Up, over, yes. Score one for Team Deer with that amazing final push. Okay, Chip, thanks for that. Coming up, right here in the studio with myself, Buck Boring, your host of the 76th day of this year's Wildlife Winter Olympics, will be a member of Team Mouse to explain the difference between the 3-yard dash and the 15-yard dash. As you know, this is a very competitive event and some years Team Mouse comes out ahead, and other years there's the heartbeat of defeat. With all this snow this year, both Team Coyote and Team Owl have admitted that they are a bit behind in their overall scoring, but are hoping that the recent thaw and freeze will create better track conditions. Coming up after the break, we will be providing extensive coverage of the aerial balance with Team Gray Squirrel poised to be on the top of the podium, and later on we will be covering the mass start of the weed seed search, led again with last year's winners, Team Snowbunting. For Chip Underfoot and all of us here at Day 76 of the Winter Wildlife Olympics, this is Buck Boring wishing you well and reminding you to keep your guard up.